Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Kasi feeling ko po talaga yung beauty ko hindi talaga papasa sa sa Sudan. Like, hindi talaga ako for fast-paced life. I just love living in regional po talaga.
Ito ang tinigdikit apari na migranteng Pinoy na naninirahan sa regional Australia at nakatatlong lipat mula Queensland, New South Wales at ngayon nasa Western Australia. Ito ay dahil sa pag-abot sa kanilang Australian dream kung saan ginamit nilang daan ang trabaho ng asawa ni Kate na si Webster Apari bilang butcher.
Our journey to our Australian dream was not really easy po talaga. It was a lot of like challenges, you know, as usual Filipino migrant stories. Mahirap naman po talaga siya. So during that time, it was only me that was working so that he can train to be a butcher. It took him 4 trades tests. Tapos in a span of 2 years. And pagkatapos noon, March 2016, so nagsimula siya ng training March 2014, tapos nakuha siya sa trades test ng February, nalaman namin na nakuha siya March, and then may challenge pa sa visa, so sa lahat ng nakuha, siya yung last nakalipad, so parang wow, parang pa talaga sa amin to, kasi diba ang dami yung mga challenges.
Matapos ang masalimuot na proseso para maging butcher, nakatuntong na ng Australian asawa ni Kate sa Kilcoy, Queensland noong Agosto 2016 sa pamamagitan ng Noi Temporary Work Skilled Visa Subclass 457. Sumunod naman si Kate kasama ang kanyang anak noong Disyembre 2017 at tanda pa niya mga adjustments sa pagdating, pero malaking bagay anya na maraming Pinoy. Nurse sa Pilipinas si Kate, pero dahil hindi pa registered nurse sa Australia, naghanap muna ito ng trabaho na madali niyang makukuha habang nag-volunteer din bilang teacher aide sa eskwelahan ng kanyang 5 taong gulang na anak.
I work in the meat factory where my husband was working, so that was in Kilcoy. So ang dami pong Pilipino sa Kilcoy right now po. 80% of the meat factory in there was Pilipino na po talaga. Ang nakagandahan po noon is they allow the wives to work. So because they allow Filipinos, spouses and their children to come to Australia as well. So ang school po doon, dumadami na din ang Filipinos.
Sa mahigit 1 taong pananatili sa kumpanya, hindi pinalad ang asawa ni Kate na mabigyan ng sponsorship kung saan dalawa lang silang pamilyang natira. Halos mawala ng pag-asa ang asawa ni Kate, kaya naman pinilit pa nitong makiusap sa kanilang boss.
Sir, ano po, meron po bang chance? So nabuhayan ako ng loob nung sinabi niya na you wait, kasi December na yun eh. Sabi niya, you wait until the holiday when the HR comes back and you can start processing. Parang ganun po. Eh, nung January, nung dumating yung January, tumawag nung yung HR, sabi ni Mr. So-and-so, hindi daw. So parang, eh natakot na ako kasi sa ang remaining years na lang sa visa namin is, that was 2019 nung tinawagan kami na no. 1 year, almost 1 year and a half na lang kasi mag-expire siya July 2020. So parang, yun, natakot na kami. So parang, ang dami nang nasa isip namin. So ano ba, uuwi ba kami? Tatapusin ba? So, but when we had that talk, kasi pinapunta kami for a meeting with that, buti na lang, sinabi nung isang bagong manager na, bakit kayo takot? Australia is so big. There's a lot of company would be happy to sponsor you for a visa. So yung parang may aha moment po kami. Alam niyo yung sa picture na may light bulb, ping. Then po yun na yung parang, oh nga no, sige nga, let's try. Kaya yun, yung mga kaibigan din po namin, nagsabi na, let's try Inverell, New South Wales. Kaya nakapunta kami sa, which is 5.5 hours away from where we lived before.
Hulyo 2019, naglumipat sa Inverell, New South Wales ang pamilya ni Kate, kung saan nakakuha sila ng bagong employer na nagbigay sa kanila ng sponsorship at nakapaghain ng Employer Nomination Scheme Visa Subclass 186 noong May 2020 at aprobado agad ng Hulyo ng kaparehong taon.
It took us 8 months and then finally, nung lumabas na yung visa, yung parang change of nomination lang po ba? Doon, so ang nakaganda, parang doon, napakabait ng employer po kasi akala kasi namin magsisimula kami from zero, you know, if you have to work with, kasi yung husband ko almost 3 years na with the company in Queensland. So we thought for you to apply for a PR na sponsored, kailangan mag-start na ulit, you know, from zero. Buti na lang po hindi. So, yun. And it so happened, I was pregnant with my youngest, this one at that time, and I was still working in the meat factory. Lumabas yung PR application namin, I mean, visa, the day after my 35th birthday, which was July 2020. And yung old visa kasi namin mag-expire parang July 20, 2020.
Bagaman malaki ang pasalamat sa permanent residency, tila hindi pa rin sigurado si Kate sa pananatili sa Inverell dahil sa ilang rason.
Nung lumabas na siya, so parang, alam mo yun, so parang wow, isang goal na take na natin, we're gonna, you know, we're here. Akala namin, doon na kami, for good, kasi di parang, oh, we want to, you know, we're truly grateful sa company, na parang, but it's so, parang doon kami nakuan sa reality po ba na we have plans of, you know, asking our in-law, my in-laws or my mom, because I only have my mom, my dad died already, na para i-visit. But, alam mo yun po, malayo kasi yung Inverell. I'm not sure if you've heard about Inverell, New South Wales, di ba? Wala po, kasi it's just a small, hindi naman po siya outback. Pero, it's 7.5 hours away from Sydney po, parang northern inland. And then, it's 5.5 hours away from Brisbane. So parang mahirap po siya for, you know, our parents with old age na mag-visit. And it so happened na our friends in here, yung best friend po na husband ko nasa Harvey, WA. Butcher din, nagsimula as butcher but now wala na po siya, nasa mining na. Silang nag-invite sa amin, why not try dito sa WA, kasi where we live in Bunbury, 1.5 hours away lang sa Perth.
March 2021, nang magdesisyong lumipat sa Bunbury, Western Australia, si Kate at ang kanyang asawa, na mahigit isa't kalahating oras ang layo sa Perth. 2022 naman, natanggap nila ang Australian citizenship, habang 2023, nakabili na sila ng bahay at lupa sa lugar na ito. At dahil mas panatag na, sinimulan na ni Kate ang nabimbing proseso ng pagiging registered nurse sa Australia. At natapos din ito noong 2023, habang nakapasok siya sa ospital matapos ang pinagdaan ng iba't ibang klase ng trabaho.
WA is our promised land, kumbaga. Kasi parang lahat dito na come true. Dito ako na nurse, dito kami nakabahay, dito kami na citizen. Kaya tawag namin sa WA our promised land. Sorry.
Bagaman nahirapan sa tatlong paglipat, mas pinipili pa din ni Kate at ang kanyang asawang regional area sa Australia dahil sa ilang benepisyoan niya kumpara sa mas mabilis sa pamumuhay sa mga lungsod.
Alam mo yun, parang too busy. Parang kakainin po kayo sa fast-paced life. Parang competitive ang lahat. Parang you have to do this, that. But kami gusto namin na although we were hustling and grinding, but we also wanted to have that yung life na may enjoy mo yung pinaghirapan mo, yung parang you can get to slow down and pause. And kasi parang ngayon, because for the past 7 years, grabe yung pag-work namin and hindi namin namalayan. Parang bakit parang teenager na yung eldest namin? Parang ganyan, how much more if we were living in the city? Plus, I don't think we can afford it, to be honest po. Parang, I don't think with the rent and stuff. Parang, plus, yung advantage po ng regional living is really the opportunities.
Pero aminado din si Kate na may mga hamon sa paninirahan sa regional o rural area sa Australia.
Healthcare-wise, specialist, less. So may mga major tests na ginagawa, wala dito po. We have to travel to Perth. We have to travel 2 hours. the bus, yun nga, bus, I have to prepare 2 hours before my shift to go to work.
Ayon sa Regional Movers Index, aabot sa 16% ang pagtaas ng bilang ng mga lumilipat sa Regional Australia simula noong pandemya. Sinabi ng Regional Australia Institute Chief Economist na si Kim Houghton, maraming benepisyo ang pagtira sa regional area.
That has a whole heap of benefits. There's the short-term benefit around jobs, of course. We've got a record number of job vacancies across regional Australia, employers looking for workers. So that flow of people from overseas is really important. But that really enriches those places culturally. It also, for some of them, it's actually stemmed the sort of long-term population decline that we're having.
Kaya naman si Kate at ang kanyang asawa kasama ang 2 anak na edad 14 at 4 bukas pa din sa paglipat pero sa regional area pa din sa Western Australia.
I told my husband na the reason why we need to get a house in WA is I want to set roots na. I'm so tired of moving po. Hindi po talaga madali. As of now, hindi po, after 7 years, hindi ko po masasabi we're financially stable kasi nga we kept on moving. So with that said po, gusto ko talaga mag-settle na dito. But if not, may gusto nga akong place, sabi ko mas maganda sa Albany. Maganda yung mga beach, yung mga ganun. Sabi ko if the kids are all grown up, maybe we could settle in Albany, WA, sell the house and divide it among the kids so that they could also have a chance in the property market. So yeah, yung plans ko talaga is still more on the regional. I don't see myself as a city girl.
Ang pangkalahatang impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para sa mga espesipikong payo na naaayon sa inyong sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa abogado o kaukulang eksperto o ahensya. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.